By the Book, a HouseMD fanfic by MK. A month and a few days into what could be called the beginning of a hideous friendship, or possibly just two guys who happen to eat together every once in a while, Wilson started in on his girlfriend. Sometimes she just... House held one hand out, palm vertical, an inch from Wilson's nose. Maybe it was to stop him talking, which it did, or maybe it was just so that his other hand could steal his pickle, which it did. In actuality, it was both. Don't talk about your relationship problems. They bore me, they're your own fault, and I don't care. He paused to take a sharp bite of the pilfered pickle. I don't bore you, you don't bore me. What is that, the first rule of having lunch with Dr. House? No, that would be come prepared. You might win the battle, but not... Well, no, you probably won't win the battle either. Just for that, Wilson stole half his fries. Maybe they were closer to that hideous friendship later, because Wilson had stopped talking about things that would bore House. Not because House had told him to, but because when he went back to the nurse's station, the blonde with three kids, he could never, ever tell House that he had forgotten her name already, had talked his ear off about something or other that had irritated her. Wilson had tuned out after about 30 seconds and started to think about when he'd have to get his oil changed. So it made sense. Wilson stopped talking to people about his small problems. He only brought one up if he thought the person he was talking to could actually help with it, and only after he had already done everything he could. It was about this time that Wilson's popularity started to rise. Together or separate? Together, House cut in, wrapping one arm around Wilson's waist. At least, that's what you told me last night in the back of your dad's Chevy. You did mean it, didn't you? The only thing stranger than the fact that the lunch lady took him seriously was the expression House made that was supposed to equate puppy dog eyes. Don't do that. Your face might stick that way. Regardless, he was rifling through his wallet for the cash. And then what? None of the clinic patients would take me seriously? They might have to remove me from the schedule permanently. Not likely. I was more worried about the effects your face might have on patients who are actually ill, exacerbating the symptoms. Could be deadly. All the better, House said, winking at the cashier as they lifted their trays and walked away. Even less time spent wasted in listening to dying people lie to me. Wilson rolled his eyes. They can't all be liars. Wanna bet? Wilson lost $500 and some small measure of pride. All right, so all of your patients lie. Did you ever consider that you might be the cause? Me? He gasped, eyes wide and one hand delicately pressed to his heart. Whatever for? The second rule of being friends with House was unspoken. If they really were friends, Wilson had suspicions that he might be a pet project. Lie to me, House practically screamed. He wanted lies so he could puzzle out the truth. The third rule of House came out slightly before the end of his first, and miraculously short, marriage. Don't lie to yourself, House spat, slamming his glass down on the bar and rooting through his pockets for cash. Lie to her, lie to your wife, hell, lie to your patients. But don't lie to yourself. You had an affair. It happens. I could care less unless you had it with that chick from Baywatch. He finally found a crumpled mass of dollar bills and shoved them next to his empty glass. Lying to yourself just makes you stupid. The only thing Wilson could think to say in reply was, "Which girl from Baywatch?" 6 months into what could only be called a disaster waiting to happen,